So, some night, huh?
It's been moving pretty slow for the weekend around here. They're usually not this empty, you know? It's probably because of some football game being an away game and everyone sitting at home with their store-bought beer watching TV with their hand down their pants. Yeah, I've never been one for football. I'd rather wait until it's baseball season again. Hey, are you cold or something? Are you crying? You know, I've never seen you so down like this. I've been coming to this bar for, what, a year and a half? You've probably gone here longer than I have, but I've noticed something about you this week. You're not talking as much as you used to. Given the fact that you do know how to chatter, chatter, chatter until my ears run off screaming. Not that that's a bad thing. No, it's not that. Well, I miss hearing you. And it's not like me to be the one who talks too much. I mean, that's your job, isn't it? And, not to dig up any bones or anything, but I've been hearing talk that you and your girlfriend split. How do I know that? I've heard that you kept harping on about this girl, Anna. Anna this, Anna that, Anna blah blah blah. See? Hear that? That's how tired they are of hearing about her. Yes, we get that she's a cheating, heartless cunt. Yes, we get that she was the best thing that ever happened to you. And yes, we get that she ran off with that cokehead living down the street. Pick a statement! Fucking stick with it and leave it alone! You know what? You know what? Never mention her again. It's that easy. Oh, God. Are you... Oh, fucking Christ. Dry the fuck up. This has gone on for way too damn long. You're just gonna sit there and play this game of poor, poor, pitiful me until someone snaps you out of it, aren't you? Well, guess what, dude? It's not gonna fly by me. Follow me to the bathroom. I said, follow me! You know what? Get the fuck up! Oh, did I sprain your ankle? Oh my God, someone man this guy the fuck up! Might as well be me then. Come on. Come on. You know what I've decided what you are? I mean, most people probably haven't told this to your face, but I guess I'll be the first one to say it. You're a fucking asshole! You think it's fun that you spend all this time in this bar moping around because the love of your life has left you? Looks to me like you're getting off on that misery, aren't you? You're getting off on the fact that people feel sorry for you because you're single. Yeah, we get it. We got this all fucking week. You're seriously like a broken record I just want to fucking smash against the wall. I can't fucking stand it. I can't fucking stand you. I mean, you're not always like this. Unless you're doing that thing where you play the victim until someone comes by on their white horse and saves you from this stupid thing you call loneliness. Honey, that's not loneliness. That's a cry for attention! On top of being an asshole, you're a fucking attention whore. Stop doing that. You know what? It's probably a good thing I brought my purse with me. Because... Oh, hey, look. I found a vibrator. Don't even ask why I bring it with me. Maybe I bring it with me so I could fuck assholes like you with it. Don't fool yourself, boy. You know exactly where it's going. You think I was gonna tease your pathetic cock with it? Huh? Because this thing here is going right up your... Oh... Oh, I knew you'd be surprised. It hurts, doesn't it? It's a good thing I've chosen the biggest vibrator I've had. Oh, don't tell me you're already whimpering. Aren't you? I knew I was forgetting something. Now, what was it? It was lube. But like the asshole you are, you don't need any, do you? You like to milk it all the time anyway. Oh, would you look at that? Your cock's already crying. Mm, poor thing. Might as well pay some attention to it. Oh, you like that, don't you, asshole? You like my hand around your pitiful little dick. I guess that's why your girl left you then, isn't that right? She couldn't stand having to suck and fuck a pencil dick every single fucking night. Maybe she was right to dump you for that cokehead. Maybe he has a bigger cock than you do. All the while a woman's ramming a gigantic vibrator up your ass with no lube, making you scream and wail with each thrust. And you fucking love it. You know what would be 10 times hotter for me? If the whole bar was outside this bathroom door listening in on you being raped by a woman who's half your size, laughing at how fucking sorry you are. You know you're better than this, right? I've seen you bounce back from worse things. And this is how you're gonna act? And you are sickly pathetic. Oh, when you're already close. God, you're fucking disgusting. Is this all a ploy to get someone to manhandle you? To treat your broken heart like it's a toy until you've got no feelings left? Is that it? He wants someone to take pity on you just so they can treat you like a cheap, worthless whore, huh? Because that's what you are. You're a despicable, low-down piece of shit whore. And what else? You're a fucking asshole! Stay still. I'm not making you come tonight. Assholes like you don't deserve a woman making them come. Now why don't you go home and jack it to some cheap-ass porn or something? Or... call me. Here's my number. If you ever feel like you're man enough to fuck me and force me to take back everything I said, don't be afraid to ring me up, alright? Now we'll get the fuck out of here. Your beer's getting warm out there.